This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Biden impeachment inquiry.
We now think this helps us get the witnesses, the key witnesses that we want.
This is simply political kabuki theater.
Stocks soar.
A Santa Claus rally is alive and well.
Fentanyl school scare.
We feel hot, we feel nauseous. I was shaking a lot.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The White House calls it a baseless political stunt. The move by Republicans in the House of Representatives to open a new line of investigation into President Biden less than a year before the election. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
Republicans approved a formal impeachment inquiry alleging President Biden might have benefited from his son's foreign business dealings and has stonewalled them.
What are you scared of? What facts do you not want to come out?
Democrats blasted the move.
They've been at it for so long, and of course Donald Trump wants to keep it going into the next year for the campaign season.
You think Trump's directing this?
Oh, completely.
The launching of a formal impeachment inquiry gives Republicans better legal standing to issue subpoenas.
Does this end anywhere short of impeachment articles?
I don't think so. And
it's inevitable.
I think it is.
University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato disagrees with that Republican lawmaker's assessment of where things are headed.
It got the moderates' vote for this. They won't necessarily get the moderates' vote for actual impeachment. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion at all.
Twice impeached Donald Trump has had his 2020 election interference case put on hold by a Washington judge, while the former president further pursues his claims that he is immune from prosecution. The trial is set to start in March. The special counsel asked the Supreme Court this week to weigh in on immunity. Trump, the Republican presidential frontrunner, campaigned in Iowa yesterday.
They want to try and get a guilty plea from the Supreme Court of the United States, which I can't imagine because you have presidential immunity. They want to get that because that's the only way they're going to win the election. It's a very sick thing.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said today his country is in a dialogue with the U.S. on the issue of bringing home jailed Americans Paul Whelan and Evan Gershkovich. He said during a year-end news conference the Kremlin wants a solution but indicates it's not easy. President Biden held his first face-to-face meeting yesterday with family members of the 8 Americans who were held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. Jonathan Dekel Henn's 35-year-old son, Saeed, is one of the captives.
The U.S. administration is completely committed to getting the hostages out, the 8 Americans and the other nearly 130. We have no doubt about that.
CBS News correspondent Charlie Daggett has the latest on the war.
After weeks of pummeling Gaza with artillery and airstrikes, the task of hunting down Hamas fighters on the ground has to be done on foot. Tuesday saw the deadliest day for Israeli troops since the fighting began. Defense officials say 9 soldiers were killed in a Hamas ambush outside Gaza City. close quarter combat that puts soldiers at tremendous risk, says IDF former chief of staff Denny Halutz.
They're popping up from the tunnels, surprising. So we have to be very cautious.
Muddy rivers run through refugee camps as heavy winter rains lash down, deepening the humanitarian crisis for Palestinians who have already endured so much.
Stock futures are pointing higher this morning after yesterday's Wall Street surge. The Dow Jones Industrial Average begins the day above 37,000 for the first time. The Dow is up more than 500 points, and it has some people feeling good about things.
God, gas prices are down. Stock prices are up. Is the price of bananas up? Maybe. So what? We're living pretty darn good.
The Wall Street run-up propelled by the Federal Reserve's decision to keep interest rates where they are and to signal interest rate cuts are likely next year. CBS's Jolene Kent has more on the economic numbers.
The Dow Industrials hit that record high after a big year, with the Dow up nearly 12%, the Nasdaq up more than 40% in 2023. And you've got unemployment dropping to 3.7%. That's a nearly five-decade low. And inflation, of course, as we know, has stabilized around 3%, down from 9% in mid-2022 after the pandemic. So many people believe that everyday expenses are still just too darn high. For example, eating out at restaurants got more expensive, rent for apartments, and get this, car insurance is up more than 19%.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Two people face charges in connection with an incident at an elementary school in Amherst, Virginia. Seven kids got sick, some got hospital treatment, after eating gummy bears from a bag that contained fentanyl residue. 10-year-old Hayden Floyd ate 10 of them.
We felt hot. We felt nauseous. I was shaking a lot because I was really scared. And my mom came. She was right beside me the whole time. And I was just like, sorry, Mom, sorry, because she was crying.
New research published in the journal Nature indicates morning sickness suffered by 7 in 10 pregnant women may be linked to the hormone GDF-15. The discovery could lead to better treatments for it. It looks like things may be improving for people riding in the back seat.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety has been focusing on rear seat passengers in recent crash tests with a lot of poor results. But research director Jessica Jermakian says their latest test gives some reason for hope.
We tested 8 mid-sized luxury SUVs in our updated moderate overlap test. More than half of them did well in the test.
Top performers were the Lincoln Aviator, Mercedes GLE, and Volvo XC30. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Also from Detroit, word of charges being filed against a suspect in the stabbing death of synagogue president Samantha Wall in October outside her home. Police say it was the result of a break-in, and prosecutor Kim Worthy says,
there are no facts to suggest that this defendant knew Ms. Wall's. And there are certainly no facts to suggest that this was a hate crime.
The education department's opened discrimination investigations into 6 more colleges, including UCLA, Stanford, and Rutgers. It comes weeks after 4 Ivy League schools were put under the microscope, all sparked by campus activity after the start of the Gaza War. A severe punishment's been handed out to an NBA star.
Green just plows right over Nurkic.
Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors, who hit Yusef Nurkic of the Phoenix Suns in the face with a wild swing during a game this week, has been suspended indefinitely by the league, which noted a repeated history of unsportsmanlike acts. Green got a 5-game suspension last month for putting an opponent in a chokehold.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Country superstar Luke Combs found out a law firm was suing a disabled woman in Florida on his behalf for $250,000 for selling tumblers online with his image on them. The intended target of the suit is companies.
Combs said he was completely and utterly unaware of the lawsuit against Nicole Harness and told her he would make things right.
I'm so apologetic. It makes me sick, honestly, that this would happen, especially at the holidays. I can't imagine being in her shoes.
He says she got wrapped up in an effort by his attorneys to go after big, unauthorized sellers of merchandise showing his name or image.
She was never supposed to be involved in anything like this. No fan should ever have to be involved in anything like this.
Combs says he's giving Harness money and will fly her and her family to an upcoming concert so he can apologize to her personally. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.